When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. The Detroit Lions last night just looked fun, Andy. And I was watching their offense last night. And they run the ball habitually. They have two really good running backs. David Montgomery, I think, is a stud. And they had David Montgomery, and what did they do? They went out and used a first-round draft choice on Jahmyr Gibbs, who is a stud. So they have two stud running backs, really good guys. They have a quarterback who seemed like the consolation prize in a get Matthew Stafford out of town because he has had enough of Detroit, although it was a big group hug that wasn't a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring in Jared Goff, who was a young guy on the rise and clearly looks, Jared's a very good NFL quarterback. They have wide receivers who scare a defense. Those are key words, scare a defense. In Amon-Ra St. Brown, who, by the way, was a fourth-round selection taken after the Browns took Anthony Schwartz in the third.
Yeah, I knew you were
in the same draft.
Like that.
Well, no, it's a fact. Andy, we're here for information and facts.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
And they have Jameson Williams, who is a speed guy, has overcome some illness issues. Good for him. Injury issues. Good. He's terrific. Tim Patrick, who comes in from Denver, who has had some bad things happen to him health-wise. He was effective last night. Sam Laporta at tight end, I think, is at least as good as David Njoku. I think they're two of the better tight ends in the league. And they had injuries on their offensive line last night. So, they were going with backup offensive linemen, too. And they were just fun. They put up 42 points. They scored 6 touchdowns last night. 6. And I thought, why can't we do that here? And
how healthy are they?
They're a little healthier, but they're starting center, Pro Bowl center's out. They have injuries on the offensive line too. A lot of teams do right now.
Sure.
But they were terrific and they put up 42 points on what is usually a pretty good defense. The Seattle Seahawks.
How did Detroit go from 3-13, right, in 2021 to where they are right now?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what our team maybe hasn't done.
Well, I mean, we did make the playoffs last year.
I know that. But, I use the word scare a defense. Anybody on our offense scare a defense other than Nick Chubb and David Njoku?
No.
I don't think so either.
Amari could, depending on.
Could.
I mean, there have been games where.
Hasn't looked at this year yet.
No.
I think he can. I think highly of Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a reason that the Browns didn't give Amari a multi-year contract extension.
Feels right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't imagine him being back here next year, which means I think you're going to need to invest in wide receivers, among other things. But, folks, I'd love to get some help here for the Browns on offense. If you have some suggestions, and I'm serious
how?
Here.
Like, are you making a trade?
I do have a couple of thoughts on this.
I'd love to hear how you're going to make our team better.
Okay.
Okay.
One thing I would do right now, and first and foremost, and we can't help this, is the health of the offensive line.
But that was my first thought.
You mentioned that. You and I aren't in a position to make them healthier, okay? We all know that. Let's not be silly. That's the deal. But the offensive line needs to get healthier, and you could make the argument that, okay, you also need to be healthier at tight end and at running back and everything else. I do think, though, that there are some things that can be done in other ways to help this team. Well, let me throw this one at you. And I don't know that this works, but I think it helps. You know I have a problem with wide receivers.
Of course you do. You have for a while.
I think Jerry Jeudy still has the possibility of becoming an upper echelon NFL wide receiver. I do. I think that's possible. Let's make sure he gets a spotlight put on him in this offense. I have two other thoughts on this. And Amari does his thing, okay? Elijah Moore has not produced here, whether it's because of Elijah or whether it's because the offense hasn't given him the ball enough or gotten the ball to him where he can do something with it. Whatever it is, it hasn't worked, okay? You have, Dan, get ready. Right now you have Cedric Tillman, who hasn't been getting the ball either. And you also have Kadarius Toney on your practice squad, who's a former first-round pick who has had issues in his NFL career, but at one point looked really intriguing in New York, and folks in Kansas City were giddy to get him, and were also giddy to get rid of him. If you think Toney can do anything for you from an explosive standpoint on offense, let's see him. Get him off the practice squad and let's put him on the field. But
if they haven't put him out there yet, that means that they don't think he can help.
Not necessarily. It could mean that he's learning the offense and they're going to give Elijah Moore every opportunity.
So that he's not ready to help yet.
And maybe he's not because they're looking at other guys who have been here longer.
True.
This team lacks explosive players on offense. And if it doesn't, well, then give them the ball and let's see it because we're not seeing it, are we not? We're not seeing explosive plays. Biggest play was a 35-yard gain late in the game by Jerome Ford the other day against the Raiders. Other than that, it was a 19-yard catch. Let's see if Toney can do that for you. If not, get him off the practice squad. Say put somebody else on that spot. If he can help you, play him. Let's see it. I also want to see Cedric Tillman. Now, and why do I want to see those two guys? Because they're, to me, the most intriguing guys who are on this team right now.
Yeah, when will you let the Tillman thing go? Like, at what point will you say,
well,
okay,
he's only in his second year.
Well, I mean, we have no problem saying goodbye to other third-round guys after how many seasons? Three? Is that where it is? Is that the threshold? At what point do we say they haven't been throwing to this third-round pick?
Not early. It's way too early.
Well, when was Schwartz too early, right?
It was, what, year two and a half, three? I mean,
Bell, they decided they were going to take Bell off the roster, come back, and then he ends up getting hurt. So, like, is there a threshold when you say we've got this wide receiver in the third round, and when we determine, you know what, they're just not living up to the expectation?
No, I don't think there's a threshold except for this. I don't know the answer to this. If the guy's good enough, you would think he would be playing. Unless the scheme is you're using other guys and not giving that guy a chance. If that's the issue here, you know, if it's like, well, we traded for Elijah Moore and we think he's going to be pretty good and let's get him the ball. Well, then get him the ball. You're not getting the ball to these guys, at least where they can do anything with it. I think that's one thing. You lack playmakers on this offense without Nick Chubb and David Njoku and Amari so far, although I like Amari a lot. That's my wide receiver thought.
One of the things I think that can help this team moving forward is something that we saw on Sunday. And obviously they had confidence in Blake Whitehart, who most people don't even know who he is. Was a guy they picked up here when Njoku got hurt. And it was somebody that Kevin Stefanski's known for pretty much his whole career. And then he got his first opportunity. I think that if for some reason they could start using the tight end more, and I don't want to hear about me being tight ends, but I do see...
Trust me, Andy. Nobody's saying your end is tight.
Like I said, getting
thank
to...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Like, I think Kevin Stefanski offenses...
You were a little slow on that, but thank you.
Kevin Stefanski, I didn't want to acknowledge it for fear of getting pulled into a meeting.
Kevin Stefanski offenses work better, I think, when he implements the tight end into there. Now, obviously...
And what about Ken Dorsey's offense?
Well, who's calling the plays?
I don't... Well, we know who's calling the plays.
All right, so that's...
Whose offense is it?
Whose offense is it?
I don't know. That might be a problem, Andy.
Yeah. I think with Njoku out, they've been hesitant to use the tight end. I mean, there were time when you would think they'd want to carry three, four, five tight ends on this team. And to be able to get tight ends integrated into the offense a little bit more than we've been able to see I think they're all confidence boosters for Deshaun to be able to, you know, the tight end sometimes becomes the outlet, but I also think tight ends are confidence catchers for quarterbacks, and they obviously can be. And in this scenario, if Kevin wanted to integrate them more, I think it'd be beneficial. Now, I don't know if that's Njoku checking off and trying to get to the wide receivers and avoiding the tight ends, but I think Kevin Stefanski offenses work better when they have a tight end that are totally moving and moving on this thing.
I think that you have that guy, but he's injured right now. Don't count.
Well, I don't
count on any of the other tight ends to be anywhere near as impactful as David Njoku.
Well, I agree with you on that, but also on that first drive when they scripted him out, your tight end who had never caught a pass before in the NFL was a part of that game plan.
All right,
and not only that,
you're
but
truly
he got
not a, counting on. Let me make sure I have the tight. You're not counting on. And Blake, if you're listening, thank you. Great catch. You're not counting on Blake Whitehart to be a guy. You're counting on the position.
It's the position. Yeah, okay. I don't care what the last name is. Even Njoku in that. But it's the position as far as Kevin Stefanski offense. I just think Stefanski offenses sing better when the tight end's involved.
Josh is in Berea. Josh, help this offense, Josh. Josh, you with us? Josh is not with us, apparently. All right, Josh, thank you very much. Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
All right, we got a problem with our phones. Jim, I'm putting you back on hold. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I just think that this team right now, you look at this offense, it doesn't scare anybody. It doesn't scare anybody. Talent on this offense right now doesn't scare anybody. I just think that's the way this is. Josh is in Berea now. Josh, you there? No, we're going to get this phone problem taken care of, folks. We are a sports talk radio station. We like to hear more than just Andy and me and Menigan talk, so we'll deal with that. 216-474-0092. Loved what the Lions did last night. Love what they've done with their offense. They've put scary guys on their offense who can beat other teams.
Yeah, we just
and that's a good thing.
We just don't have that impact. Well, shouldn't the impact player on offense be our quarterback? Shouldn't the biggest impact player on our offense be the quarterback?
Well, in theory.
I would say yes. So we haven't had that kind of impact yet. You know, I thought Deshaun played okay. I don't blame the loss on him the other day. But somehow this thing's got to get.
Well, I know, but we all know the quarterback has to play better.
Yeah.
We're looking for other things. Detroit, it was put some serious playmakers around a pretty good quarterback. Not a great quarterback, but a pretty good quarterback.
Nah, he played great last night.
He sure did. You know why? He had great players around him.
But, Jeff, the rest of the car isn't very good if you don't have an engine.
That's where we are.
I think that's kind of where...
What do you mean the engine?
The quarterback.
Okay, well...
I mean, you could have the best wheels.
We can go right back to that conversation, but we're looking to help more. We know the quarterback has to play better. And if the quarterback plays better, hopefully everybody else will. I just think weapons can help the quarterback. And right now, this team doesn't have those, I don't think. How can we help, folks? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Good news. Phone situation remedied. So we're trying to help the Browns offense here. I'm so inspired by what the Lions do and did last night. They were just fun to watch. I threw out, let's see something else at wide receiver. And I don't even necessarily mean personnel, Andy. If nothing else, well, let's get the ball to Elijah Moore. Let's scheme some things. There was motion. There was activity. There were some really cool play designs last night by Detroit. It was more than just personnel. You know, it was attitude. It was play design, I thought. They did some really good things. And yet, then they have the playmakers to scare a defense and make that work.
Yeah,
I think our play design is boring, and I don't think we have the playmakers.
Does it seem boring on the first drive of the game?
No, but it sure does for the rest of the game. The game lasts four quarters.
Oh, I know. So I don't. Again, it goes back to something we talked about yesterday. Was why can't you get that same effective output for the rest of the game that you do on the first drive of the game? It's easy to say some of these things. Let's scheme this. Let's do this. But unfortunately, there's a defense on the other side that can scheme too. And can take down your guys. So it's not, I mean, we sit here and say, well, separation is obviously a huge part of this thing, too. If your wide receivers can't get separation, then what's the quarterback supposed to do?
Then why are they on your team? again, that gets back to you don't have enough playmakers.
Well, that now you're talking about general manager. You're talking exactly. about talent acquisition.
Exactly.
So
they've not emphasized the wide receiver position except in trades. That's why let's see if some of these guys can do the job. If Elijah Moore is explosive, and I think he could be, well, okay, get him the ball. I mean, the Lions scheme to get their guys the ball. Josh is in Berea. Josh, phone problems taken care of.
Hi, Josh.
Yes, third time's the charm.
There it is.
So, love what you're talking about, Jeff. I mean, because just watching that game last night, you're just like, wow. Even from Seattle, like, they
were fun, too.
Yeah. They were fun to watch, too. And you're saying, like, what can fix the Browns? I don't know. I'm just a fan. I don't know what's going to fix the Browns. But what I do know that there is a tie from Detroit to Cleveland.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Personnel executive is John Dorsey in 2021.
Yes, he is. That's correct. I was going to bring it up. But, yes, you're correct.
And the only players that are still pretty awesome for the Browns are Dorsey players. So, I just, you know, maybe – the analytics department, and again, I know Detroit uses analytics in terms of their play calling. They're aggressive and all that, but maybe just listen to the football guys when they're looking at football players, and maybe we wouldn't be in this situation. And to you, Andy, yes, it is the quarterback. That is the engine that makes the team going, because we've had two games in a row now where the quarterback had the ball to win the game, and then we didn't get it done. And that is the reason why we moved off from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson. And we are not seeing that same Deshaun Watson, and I don't know.
I'm not trying to be redundant, and I'm not trying to start any fires here. But I mean, you ask yourself, why can this team be so effective on the first drive of the game, and why were they so effective with a quarterback that came off the couch last year? Why? Why was that able to happen? And now we're not seeing that now. I it doesn't seem like this is brain surgery.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. Jeff, I'd go the rest of my life without hearing you talk about Andy's end. So let's just say that.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Guys, it comes down to one thing. Speed. Where's the speed on the Browns offense?
Yeah.
And I say it this way. Look at the rookie Turner. That kid from Vegas last week, the rookie, he impacted the game, not just with catches. Just him being on the field changed how the defense had to play. And that happens all over the place. Who gave us trouble with the Giants? Their rookie wide receiver. Guess what? He's fast. Where's our really, really fast guy? Now, Andrew Berry has only gone out and gotten the fast receiver once. Okay, it didn't work. But the kid, he didn't work, but he still changed. He still impacted the game, even though he dropped the ball all the time. The Browns are a very, very slow offense right now. And you just can't succeed in the NFL. Look, the Chiefs have changed the game with speed. Everybody thinks, oh, vertical speed, vertical speed. No, but guess what they started doing? They take these really fast guys, and they run them all the way across the field horizontally, knowing that defensive backs can't keep up with them, and the safeties are going to be out of position. We don't have a guy that can do that, period.
Jim, that's part of it to me. I just think that this team needs some playmakers, and we've talked extensively about misidentification of wide receivers in the draft. You know, I mean, and other teams passed on Amon-Ra St. Brown as well. It came out of USC, and the Browns took Anthony Schwartz. Okay, you had the idea, right? You were looking for a speed guy. You drafted the wrong one. There was one other wide receiver who went between those two guys. He's not been impactful in the league, but you know, you've got to identify these guys.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs, where I used to live for a year. Hello. Welcome, Mike.
Yeah. Hey,
Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
You know, I'll open up a dumpster fire. These guys previously kind of tipped on the iceberg a little bit. It comes down to talent. You guys are asking why, you know, we don't have these skill position. Well, I remember at the beginning of the season, we talked about this roster that Andrew Berry compiled. Was like one of the best rosters in the NFL. All we needed to do was, you know, get the somebody to drive that bus. It's all there, right? Well, I totally disagree with that, you know, and from a lot of stances, because when you look at his talent that he's drafted in the last 4 years that he's had it, he traded a lot of it away for Deshaun Watson. You know what? Whether that guy worked out or not, that's hard to know. But I know he traded a lot of draft picks for him that we could have had a lot of players. But when you look at his drafts, this first player he took was Jedrick Wills, and it hasn't gotten any much better from there. You know, he's had a few guys, but we don't have impactful players because we're not adding them to our roster enough. That roster that they said was so great, I don't know that it was.
I think they've made some nice additions on the defensive side of the ball, Mike, but I agree with you on the offense.
But the thing is, Jeff, is that here's the problem. You know, nobody's really looking at this bigger problem that he's creating, too. He's kicking that can forward. We're going to be New Orleans Saints here in a few years. You know, everybody's getting excited. Oh, look how smart Andrew Berry is. He opened up some salary cap for this year. All he's doing is passing that check down the line. I know what that means. We're going to have to eventually, that's going to have to come to play. We're going to have to put, you're going to have to pay that number, and it's going to be ugly. So here's my little crystal ball, guys.
All right, good.
Really blow your mind. We're going to lose. We're going to win four games this year, and hopefully we're going to finally have draft picks again, and maybe we can get a quarterback and get a few chip players, and maybe Andrew Berry finally picks some people that stick, because that's what he needs to do, because he hasn't done it yet. He really hasn't, and that is why our roster doesn't look like Detroit. That's why we can't get it done, and that's why when our backups come in, they're not doing that well, and or they're not stepping up, and I do miss Bill Callahan. I talk about every call I make. And he has made a huge difference in the fact that that guy's gone. I know we couldn't have kept him, but that I knew that was the worst moment of the offseason when Bill Callahan left his team. It really was. I felt it then, and I still do now.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm just waiting for the Joe Thomas calls. They're coming.
Make Joe the offensive line coach?
Yeah.
Well, he was an offensive line coach over in Germany.
Well, he's got the training now, so.
I don't know if Joe wants to work that hard.
How do you know what his – I mean, his work ethic when he played was pretty good.
I know. That's when it's time to kick back and enjoy and be the Hall of Famer and watch your kids grow up.
Coach their
flag football team.
Jeff, we haven't had a first-round pick since Greg Newsom. You know, and we're sitting here you're trying to evaluate a general manager on his draft picks. And, yes, you should be able to land somebody outside of the first round, but – I mean, and maybe because you put yourself in this position by trading all those first-round draft picks, but, I mean, isn't it easier to be a great general manager when you have first-round draft picks and you can get guys in that everyone thinks, well, this guy's a top 30 guy in the league and you can bring him in?
It's also good to evaluate and get guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth round instead of Anthony Schwartz in the third.
I mean, if you want to keep – I don't know.
The teams are –
Guys make mistakes. I mean, there are thousands of mistakes made every year, and then you can always go, why didn't we draft this guy? Why didn't anybody draft Tom Brady? You know, that's like the ultimate. Every general manager was an idiot that didn't draft Tom Brady, right?
I'm just saying, Andy. They've not added wide receiver talent to this team in the draft that has worked.
That's been able to stick.
That has worked. That's
or have a major
indisputable
impact.
Yeah. That said, like Amari Cooper, let's see more of Jerry Jeudy. I think he's done okay here. And I wonder about Elijah Moore. Elijah, I think, is a really talented guy who can make some plays. And they appear not to either be able to get him the ball, or it doesn't fit in this offense, or he doesn't have it. You know, it's just, if you're going to trade for these guys, let's put a spotlight on them. I think there are other things you can do. We've talked about the running game. And it's easy to sit here and say, yeah, the wide receivers need to be better. You need to focus on them, and you need to run the ball more. Okay? It sounds ludicrous except for one thing. Detroit's doing it. They only threw 18 passes last night. But, boy, their wide receivers made some plays. They look good. Jameson Williams took 170 yards for a score. Amon-Ra St. Brown got into the end zone last night. Threw a pass as well. Really cool play design. And their double whammy at running back was terrific. I mean, you don't have to throw it 45 times a game for your wide receivers to have an impact. You can run a balanced offense like the Lions, my new favorite team other than the Browns. Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the plaindealercleveland.com. If you're on hold, you can stick with us. We're going to get back to your phone calls. Mary Kay is coming up next. You're on Baskin and Phelps.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.